The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Father's Day happened, we announced, and then that was Sunday, and then that Tuesday, I was on the way to go pick up Drew from daycare, and I felt like a bubble and a trickle when I got in the car. And I was like, am I peeing on myself? Like, this is different. Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we talk about all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
In real time. And we are reporting live from
the bed.
The bed.
Because I am on bed rest. It is day... Oh, I should know this.
Why? All the days are blending together. It's day 137.
It's thousand. Day 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Do you really count one at a time 18. Instead of like seven and then whatever's
18,
left?
Day 18 of bed rest. We know we've been gone for a minute. This episode is going to be reminiscent of like the minis because it is about the baby. But we wanted to explain why we've been gone. If you haven't been on social media or you wouldn't know.
So we're going to start from the beginning. Let's start with defining bed rest, because whenever I tell people, they'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I don't think they know what that means.
Complete bed rest is I cannot get up to do anything except use the bathroom and take a shower about every other day. A short shower. So I try to take between 5 to 7 minutes. I set a timer. Then I climb right back in bed and I don't move unless I'm going to color or watch TV or read a book. So... what happened was...
Oh, I see what you did.
That was okay. What happened was my water broke prematurely. So I had preterm premature rupture of membrane.
Let's just again being specific. So how pregnant are you right now?
I am 21 weeks and a day.
And for people who don't have kids, how many months is that?
That is... 4 months?
4 months. So children, for anyone listening, children are supposed to come out after 9 months.
Yes.
So Randy's water broke at 3.5?
Yes.
Months, which is not ideal.
No. I'm 5.25 months.
Randy.
It's not ideal at all. It actually, so we announced the sex of the baby. We're having a boy. And we announced his name.
Yes, his name is Noble. Michael Lee Chapman. Yes. That is my boy.
We announced on Father's Day, but my water had been breaking. For a few days prior to that, I did not know. I thought it was like, you know, pregnancy, you always dripping, okay?
Yeah, I remember my mom was pregnant with my younger sister, and she was like, yeah, I peed the bed last night.
Yeah, she needs panty liner. So just I was happens. Like, oh, so I was just wearing a panty liner thinking it was like discharge or just pee.
And also, in this episode, you're going to hear words like discharge and urine.
Like...
So just, you know, Mike, heads up. What?
Are you uncomfortable?
Yeah. Wait, what? No, Randy, just talk. This is me talking.
Clearly, we haven't done this in a minute. What?
Nothing. Good.
Mikey.
Baby, continue telling story. And I'll continue talking like how I talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to move the ice because it's going to be in the...
It won't. These mics are really good at only picking up who they're aimed at. It's actually very interesting. My voice sounds very sultry.
Yeah, but when you edit, you hear the ice.
That's...
Oh.
Good.
Anyway, I thought it was just discharge or my bladder. Because, you know, sometimes it happens, okay? So I was wearing a panty liner for a few days prior to Father's Day. Father's Day happened, we announced. And then that was Sunday. And then that Tuesday, I was on the way to go pick up Drew from daycare. And I felt like a bubble and a trickle when I got in the car. And I was like, am I peeing on myself? Like, this is different. Because usually it takes me throwing up. To, you know, have a little. I be trying to, like, clench, but it's hard.
Also, this feeling was unfamiliar to you because your water did not break with Drew.
They broke my membrane, and I still never had any water come out. So,
Because Drew was a C-section.
Yes. She just wasn't having it. Drew was like, actually, I see what you're trying to do.
And I want to come out to the belly.
Yeah. So she was not having coming out vaginally. So I didn't know what it was. And so I went back inside. I used the restroom because I did have to pee. I went back inside and used the restroom because I did have to pee. And I called my mom and I was like, hey, is this normal? She was like, I think you should call your midwife. So I called the midwife. And she was like, I think you need to go to the ER because it could be bladder, but it could be amniotic fluid. And so we went to the ER on that Tuesday, the 21st of June.
Just told my people, my job, them, that I was like, I got to get off. I got to leave. Like, I'm going.
After I got Drew, Mikey's mom watched her and we stayed in the ER for like 7 hours. They did a pelvic exam, which they probably should not have done.
I feel like you glossed over that really quickly. We were in the ER for seven hours.
They saw me hour three.
We got there at four something.
No, it was like, no, Mike. It was like six something because we picked her up. We picked her up. Daycare ends at 5. And I left the house at 4:30. Maybe,
okay. You're right.
We got there at 6 something.
We ain't leave till
1:30.
1 something.
It was a long time. They finally took me back and did like a pelvic exam and ultrasound and all this stuff. They did blood.
All this shit.
To see what was happening. I did the ultrasound and, you know, the techs don't tell you anything. They don't tell you anything. And so she's like doing the ultrasound and I'm stressed because I had been leaking in the chair in the emergency room and they gave me a pair of pants and some hospital underwear and a pad.
They hooked you up to an IV.
They hooked me up to an IV, so I was hooked up to an IV for hours. And when I had my ultrasound, I was still hooked up to the IV. And I was like, you know, can I see the baby? She was like, you know, when I'm done. And I was like, okay. It was like 10 p.m., so she probably was over it. Anyway, I stood up from the ultrasound after she took the ultrasound. And it felt like somebody had threw a bucket of water on me. And I just started dripping so bad down my legs. And I was like, I'm dripping. Like, it was so much water. And she was like, does it feel like fluid? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Like, you're the one who just did the ultrasound. What does it say? And she wouldn't tell me. I did not lose any fluid with Drew. And so I wasn't sure. I was like, am I peeing on myself? I was hooked up to this IV for like 6 hours. My bladder was on 100. I had no food on my stomach. And so I did go to the bathroom. She gave me a gown so that I could cover up the wet spots. And they sent me back downstairs. My ultrasound came back normal. So the baby is supposed to have at least 10 centimeters of water. And I had 11. And so they sent me home.
After 7 hours, they were like, nope, everything is fine and you are good to go.
Nothing's emergent. But in my discharge papers, it was like, hey, this is what we did today. And at the back of it, it was like, you may be miscarrying. I was like, what? It was... They sent me home and I was like, but I'm dripping. And she was like, well, it's not emergent and I'm just an emergency doctor. I'm not an OB. So you need to have an ultrasound in like a few days, which I was already scheduled for one for that Friday, the 25th. And so I said, okay. They sent me home. We stopped by the store and got some Depends because that's how bad I was leaking. And I put on these diapers for grown-ups. Not sexy at all. She was like, pelvic reds, which we had already been on.
They
pelvic
are
reds.
not sexy. They're the pink one with flowers.
I mean, it'll do, but it's not. Anyway, so I was dripping all night.
The other option, by the way, was the one for like men, and it was like white with clouds.
No. No. No.
They were Huggies brand.
So yeah, Friday I had my ultrasound. We played it real safe. I did bed rest, but it wasn't complete bed rest. I was still out here doing a little things.
What?
You know, I was on bed rest.
Yeah. Oh, she was supposed to be on bed rest, but we didn't know what bed rest meant at that point. We was like, oh, that just means, you know, stay in bed for the most part.
Yeah. So I was like in and out of bed, just not exactly what I was supposed to be doing. Friday I had my ultrasound and it was an anatomy scan. I was really trying to go to see if the placenta had stopped bleeding. There was a light bleed in the placenta back in May. But they weren't concerned. They were like, it'll probably stop, but come back in June. And I did come back in June, and it did stop. But we also find out that there was no more fluid in the
sac. So they were like, hey, so you know how you had 11 centimeters last time?
You have nothing.
There's nothing now. So you need to go to the doctor.
ASAP. She was like, you need to go to the hospital. Don't go to emergency room. Go straight to labor and delivery. Get hooked up to an IV. Get put on antibiotics so we can stop whatever infection could be happening. Because when your water breaks prematurely, you know, things can get in your uterus and things from your vagina, from living, and they need to try to close it and fight it before the baby gets sick and you get sick. And I was like, okay, but his heartbeat was so strong. It was 147 beats mm-hmm. per minute. So I was like, so what is that? I mean, his heartbeat is strong. I don't understand how.
Man, look, they kept trying to have a conversation of, so, you know, we're going to have to take this baby out.
They
were alluding to it the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I'm not viable. Viability.
They keep saying, yeah, the baby's not viable until you're 24 weeks, 23 yes, weeks. 24. Baby's not viable until you're 24 weeks. Baby not viable.
Which and means the baby, if the baby was delivered, he couldn't breathe. Babies can't breathe until they're 24 weeks. Mm-hmm. They don't have lungs to, like, breathe. So even if he came out right now, he would not make it. They would not even try to resuscitate him because he doesn't have the development yet. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I know you're hopeful. Because of the heartbeat and because I wasn't having any contractions, no spotting, no bleeding, no signs of labor outside of my water breaking. But she was like, I just want you to be, you know,
realistic. She was one of six to be like, let's be realistic.
You know, these things don't usually tend to work out, but I'm going to advise you go straight to the hospital. And so I called Mike.
I feel like we should pause to just say that we're not realistic. I don't think we're realistic. Because fuck realistic. I want my baby. Like, what can we do to make sure that we're fine and that the baby's fine? It's like the attitude that we had. We weren't being, all right, let's be prepared.
It just wasn't adding up to me because he had a really good heartbeat. Yeah. And I was like, well, this doesn't make any sense. So anyway, yeah. I mean, it was hard to hear. I called Mike. I was crying because I had to drive back home and then we had to drive to the hospital. It was a lot. They checked me in. I had to get my first COVID test.
Let's pause right here for a funny story about Randy's COVID test. Randy has avoided getting the COVID test this entire pandemic. Randy has not been outside of the house other than to get Drew or whenever we go out, I don't know, groceries or randomly to meet people. Randy has been masked up. Randy has never had the need for anyone to stick the cotton swab in her nose. This is the one time after the year of being locked in, and Randy had to get the swab, and it was hilarious to watch.
I mean, it was optional, but not really, because
they were like, if you don't get it, then we can't have visitors.
Like, right, we have to treat you like you're quarantined. So I was like, well, there's no fucking choice. I have a child.
And, like a whole husband.
Yes. And this hospital food is awful, and that means we'd be eating the hospital food for my whole stay.
Randy could not stomach the hospital food, but so Randy had to get the test. Yeah. And so the lady was like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to go as far back as I can until I hit something, and then I'm going to stop. Randy thought that meant she was going to go to the back of her nose and then stop. But Randy forgot that you have to, like, swab. They have to swab.
I didn't know that.
The area. So Randy over here starts swinging at the nurse when the cotton swab went too deep.
It was really painful.
You slapped the hand away.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. We're not recording this one, so you can't see the visual. But you,
I did not. No. And then she dropped it, and I was like,
Because you slapped it out of
her. Does this mean you have to do it again? And she was like, no. I was like, good, because it's not happening. Randy punched the
nurse. So after that, what happened?
I mean, they got me hooked up to IV, and
that started the 6-day stay at the hospital.
Yeah, I had an ultrasound that Sunday to check my fluid. I had got back up to 0.5 centimeters, which is still very, very minimal. It's not nothing, but it was just really hard. We're like, I don't know how to capture the emotion and the crying and the fear.
Yeah, each individual day was just a lot of a lot of holding our breath. Randy being told one thing by nurses and professionals and another thing by nurses and professionals. Like,
yeah, there was a woman who had been in a similar situation as me a few months ago. Her daughter's now 8 months. Her water broke at 17 weeks and she made it to 34 weeks and then delivered.
And she delivered and her baby is perfectly fine.
Yes.
And then we hear now there are more stories of people who have been through similar things and their babies are fine. Or sometimes their babies aren't.
And so it's been hard.
Yeah, but all right, so a day at the hospital.
I mean, it's constant vibe. So they say, you know, get some rest, but you can't sleep at the hospital.
No. All right, so every hour and a half you were getting your...
No, like every two, three hours, they're coming to check my temperature because if I have a fever...
And that could be a sign of an infection.
In labor. Mm-hmm. They check my blood pressure. see if it's high. They check the baby's heart every shift.
And they in between, you peed
a million times.
Randy's hooked up to an IV at this IV, point.
And then they have me drinking water because we're trying to put fluid back in, hoping that my membrane closes and starts retaining water.
So trying to refill the water balloon.
And the water is important, y'all, because the baby needs the water to move. This is how they flex their muscles. This is how they move their limbs. And they need the water to grow their lungs. They have to practice breathing and swallowing. And they can't do that without fluid. And so it's really a big deal. And it's really scary. And I was peeing a lot. Some days I have spotting. And they weren't really concerned about that, though, because my water broke. So, yeah, you may spot, you know, but as long as it wasn't like clots
and the baby ain't coming out.
Yeah, they weren't really pressed unless I was having, you know, contractions, which I wasn't. But yeah, it's just constant checks. The nurses were amazing. Lots of prayer, lots of people calling, lots of family, I should say, because they were the only ones that we were really talking to. I was just feeling very protective. And this is also the weekend everybody announced their pregnancies.
Yeah.
This is the same weekend.
Literally everyone. So if you listen to this podcast, then you know who we like and fuck with. So Kadeen and DeVal had announced they was expecting. He was like, oh shit. Kier and Noemi was like, hey, so we got a baby. All we was waiting for was for believing them to be like, hey, baby number five going on. Like, it was crazy.
Kev on stage was about to announce
a new baby. It was like,
and I'm in this hospital and I'm just like, I cannot. Deal.
It was so weird. It was like, oh shit, guess what? I care.
And also,
oh yeah, but like,
we have to focus.
Let's calm down.
So I had to get off social media. Because I was like, I need to focus, keep this baby here. So I did a few days in the hospital and they finally let me go once I finished my antibiotics.
Like during those days, Randy wasn't able to like eat food.
What?
Like the hospital food. It just wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't happening.
So I had to run out for like lunch.
My mom kept dinner. Drew.
Randy's mom kept Drew. Her sister came and got her from my mom to help drive her up there, which was like really great. Like our siblings, our parents
really stepped up.
Our cousins. I mean, it was great. There was a mix up, an issue at my job, and I was expecting to be paid on this Friday, and only half my check appeared. It was like the worst possible time to not have all of the money that you were expecting.
Yeah.
At the same time, my debit card expired.
Yeah, it was like, a lot.
We don't want to go into.
Okay. No, I mean, you can't. No, we can't go.
No, like my card expires. I wasn't able to like buy stuff. We're trying to figure out how to get Zelle money to Cash App cards. And it was just a lot. And this was 6 days. So finally on the, fifth day, fourth day. I want to say fifth. We were able to like get Drew down to come see you because the hospital has rules that they weren't allowed to have children
under 12.
Children under 12 because of COVID. And this was like just a hospital wide thing. And I was like, what's not going to happen is my wife's not going to be here for this crazy amount of time or unforeseen number of time or as many days as she's been here already without seeing her child.
My kid.
So I was like, what's going to happen is either I'm going to have to put her in a chair and wheel her down there or I'm going to have to just walk in there with Drew. And niggas just go deal with it. But they ended up working it out and she was able to like see her in the lobby.
The doctor approved me to go to the courtyard.
Yeah, the courtyard. And that's when that's the video that we posted
on Instagram. Which will like link in things, I think you can link Insta. Yeah.
But it's on Instagram.
So y'all, I don't know if this is entertaining or not, but we're just trying to explain to y'all what's going on.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We can't really record in the way that we were because I have to be in the bed.
So there's no stools. There will be no major set. Who knows? I may make something nice look like in this bed. I'm gonna get something nice going. And
Nothing going.
I'm gonna set up this bedroom and we're gonna do some stuff. But like, yeah, these are gonna be the. Is this technically season four?
I mean, I don't fucking know, y'all. This, I mean, maybe that could be another episode. If y'all have any questions or anything, like this season clearly is not going the way we had planned it.
No.
We had this planned, y'all.
It was a great plan, and we was executing, and shit was going, like,
and then it wasn't. You know, it stopped. Because this baby is priority, and, sorry, we're recording on a different mic, so please excuse this sound. I'm going to try to edit.
No, I think it still sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby's priority, and...
And you are priority. And
I'm priority. It's hard, but... So the plan is, I will go back to the hospital at 23 or 24 weeks. I'll find out for sure my next doctor's appointment, which is the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stay there and get steroids so that we can grow the baby's lungs and brain. Like, give him an extra boost just in case he decides to come out.
And at that point, we're looking at a couple weeks stay? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? Or it's indefinite?
Which I will be there until I deliver.
Okay.
Unless...
And again...
I guess unless I get
this baby is supposed to be due in November.
So I'll be there for a few months. But the only thing I can do right now is stay pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing they can do for me right now. There's nothing they will do for me right now. They made it very clear if it came down to me and the baby at this point, they are saving me. Because that is the only thing they can scientifically do. And so, no pressure, right?
No pressure at
all. So it's very, it's a little stressful.
It's a lot stressful.
It's a lot stressful. Some days I ebb and flow. My mom has been here. Mikey's been, you've been excellent in terms of like just the care.
I like how you said that. Thank you.
Drew has been really sweet.
Drew has been... Man, let's talk about our daughter for like half a second. We got time. Drew has been amazing.
Yeah, she's been really sweet.
Our baby's growing up, and she's clearly an empathetic person and a good human being, because she's just been nice.
Yeah.
She's been very patient with both of us. She will take both of our faces in her hands at times to just
hold
like...
our faces.
Yes.
Like, it's okay, y'all.
She giving like real, like, it's going to be okay hugs. She is like, I don't know, like... She still is like 2-year-old, so she still gets tired. She still want to play, but like she has been so patient.
Yeah,
and yeah, we
and she's
we
kind
all
of accepted that I can't
it.
Get out of bed.
Yes.
She'll be like, "Come on, mommy, let's go." And I say, "Drew, I can't." And she says, "Okay." And she runs in and out the room. Sometimes she lays with me. Sometimes she doesn't.
Mm-hmm. What you doing?
What is that?
It's a recording.
Oh, okay.
The same light that's been on to show you that it's recording.
I didn't realize
this I'll whole exit time. Out. Jesus
Babe,
Christ.
I'm not well.
I love you. Leave that in.
Sorry, y'all. New mics.
Yeah, man. It continues to be rough, but we will be okay. So if you're listening to this, we only ask you for one thing. Two things.
A few things. If you really believe, pray.
Yes. Pray. Only the positive ones. Because we need that energy.
Don't pray that this baby come out and live right now. It's not happening.
No,
we need
that's
to
not
make it,
it
to
we,
viability.
Yeah. So pray that this baby stay in that belly
for as long as
healthily
possible.
Till November.
Yes.
What else?
Y'all can listen to old episodes, get these downloads back up.
Yeah, that would be nice. Please play and listen to old stuff. Tell your friends about us.
Send words of encouragement,
mm-hmm.
voicemails if you know want. You can email us at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at
770-750-4098.
I knew that you knew the rest of the number. I love you.
Or hit us up on social media just with like positive thoughts or like funny things. I don't try to be on social media as much right now.
From time to time, I need the distraction, and people have been sending me TikToks and stuff. Shout out to Ebony. Like, just stuff to just make me laugh every once in a while. Something that has nothing to do with the situation is...
I go to people's stories a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard to be on the feed, but I like people's stories, so like... Y'all can just make some extra funny stories, because you know Randy might be watching.
Exactly. And we will work on figuring out things to post in the bed. From
yeah,
time
so we're
to time,
not
just so y'all know.
Gone,
yeah.
But we really needed the, I needed the break. So how are you, Mike?
How am I?
Yes, how are you?
I'm very, very tired. I'm very stressed. I am nervous, but I am also hopeful. I'm very positive. I'm proud of you because you are, like, doing it. This shit is not easy. Pregnancy already ain't easy. One of the TikToks somebody sent me, it was a dude, and he was walking around with a watermelon in the backpack, like wearing it the back, like for, like on his mm-hmm. stomach, and he was like, "Men should never speak ever again to any woman about anything regarding or surrounding pregnancy, because I've been carrying this watermelon for 5 minutes and I already hate niggas.
Yeah.
And so he was like, my back hurt, and it's easy, I could just drop this and I could be gone. This is not months of doing, like, then there's other shit. And he started like going in about like just periods and just life, and he was like, yeah, this is just not for me. And he just went, and like the rest of the video was him hugging his mom and like apologizing. And just, so I'm just I don't know, I love you. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm doing everything in my power to support you in the way that you actually need it. I'm not really thinking about me, like, other than like, hey, I also need to eat breakfast and I also need to drink water. But I've kind of started slipping back into some old bad habits. I'm eating a lot of snacks because my anxiety, whatever. I've been eating chips, I'm eating a whole bunch of damn chocolate, my weight going back up, and I'm trying to do something about that. But other than that, I mean, I'm just locked in on you and him and just making sure that y'all are okay. There's very little power that I have in this situation. I have nothing other than like making sure that your ice is filled and your water is there, and possibly bringing you different flavors of Powerade that you will hate.
Gatorade.
You just want me to stick to just Gatorade,
yes,
now?
Yes, no more
Powerade. Yeah, Randy drank a yellow Powerade yesterday. And
it's disgusting. They told me to up my liquids. I mean, I've been drinking a gallon a day. One nurse suggested I do two. My mom was like, that's fucking crazy, but we're trying.
That's a lot. It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of fluid.
It's a lot to ask
you. Because as I'm, you know, as I pee in things, I lose it. And the point is to keep it. And so, what are you doing?
It was recording.
So. Oh. So, yeah. Well, I'm okay. I am, dude, I cannot focus. I can't. I'm okay. Right now, it ebbs and flows. I feel a lot of pressure.
What have you been doing to, like, you should tell people, what have you been doing that has been, like, helping your mood?
I've been coloring. I got a coloring book off of Amazon by a Black woman. It's really nice. I'll, like, link it. It's, like, a self-care coloring book. It's really
I'll share some pictures. I took some pictures of Randy coloring.
Yeah. I have been reading. My mom put me onto this new series. I'm using my Kindle a lot more because it's much easier to lay down with the Kindle than it is with a hardback or paperback book. Mm-hmm. And so I'm reading this book called The Warded series. I don't think I got that name right. I'm going to link the series too, just in case y'all want to read it. It's good. It is good. I text my friends. I can, like, when I have the capacity to engage.
What are you watching?
I started watching The Alienist, which I've been wanting to watch for years.
The Alienist?
Yeah. I thought it was a supernatural show, but it's not. It's about a serial killer. Mm. I'm watching Modern Family.
We started Loki.
We need to finish it. We need to catch up. I am not doing a lot of TV, actually.
You're not. We have this big-ass TV straight ahead of her that she refuses to.
I'm not doing a lot of TV because I try to do things that help me focus and keep my mind off of the clock and trying to make it to midnight and trying to make it to the next Saturday, because each Saturday I turn a week. And TV hasn't really been helping. I haven't found a show that will convince, that will distract me.
Well, I told you Naruto will.
No.
Oh, wait. You're watching Boruto.
Kind of.
By proxy,
because you're watching it in the bedroom. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, y'all. And I listen to the baby's heartbeat. No, because we got to double check, okay? So
twice a day. Yes, we bought a Doppler.
My mom bought it for us. And we listened to his heartbeat. You know.
Still strong.
Still standing.
Still here.
I don't know if he's... I think he's a little oblivious about what he done did.
Sound like a Chapman.
What's happening.
I'm just here.
But no, he's good. It makes me really happy. And I'm 21 weeks.
21 weeks.
They didn't think I was going to make it. They thought... Somebody gave me 3 days. Somebody gave me 7.
Somebody actually said to us in the hospital, so I'm the doctor that will take the baby out.
No, that was OB tech.
And I don't like that.
That was artist. Mm-mm. He was like, if you go into the labor, I'm the one that will help deliver. That was him.
No. We're talking about something else. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. We're talking about the doctor.
Yeah.
You may not have heard him at that point.
Maybe I...
Because he was looking me dead in my face. And I ain't like that.
Really?
It's like, nigga, do you know what we try to do in here today at this moment? Did you read the clipboard before walking? It's fine. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Or maybe I did miss them. I have to discern and like compartmentalize.
Yep.
Because I can't. But y'all, that's that's our update. Prayerfully, the few, you know, next episodes as we continue to do this from the bed will be happier. But it is good. It is good that this baby is still here. It's a miracle.
Look, we told y'all, man, in real time.
Yeah.
And so we also, I don't know, I guess yesterday we were talking and I came to this realization, maybe Randy had already done it, but we were talking and I was like, hey, so this is exactly what happened the first time that made us start a podcast. We were going through some shit. And we started talking to each other and we started talking about it because it helps.
Yeah.
I was like, we should probably just record again. Like, let's just do it.
Just to do something. And also to, we love y'all and y'all have been a really great community for us.
Yep.
And so we want to.
We don't want that community to die.
Yeah. No death. Not today.
And so we ask that you breathe life into this space as I tried to breathe life into Randy that one episode. And ask her to breathe life into me. Just breathe. We need all the breaths.
We do. So again, y'all, email us, social media us, call us. If you have our personal numbers, text us. It's all great, and we will try to respond. I know I try to respond, but sometimes I'm so my bandwidth.
I've been picking it up.
Yeah, my bandwidth. So,
we will respond, and we appreciate any and all positive energy that you have to send our way.
Yeah.
Shout outs before we wrap it up. Shout out to Yaya.
Yes.
For all the help with True and the moral support.
BB.
Thank you for everything. Sis, we love you. We really appreciate you. Shout out to all my sisters and all their help with watching Drew.
And the new patrons and patrons who have upped their pledge. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Noble's Godfather. We appreciate you, Brandon. Shout out to my Auntie Grace.
Who then hooked us up with HelloFresh meals.
Resubmitted.
We paused.
We got HelloFresh, we got HelloFresh again.
Yeah.
I was able to make some meals instead of having to constantly be gone and running through the grocery store.
So thank y'all. Thank y'all for the cash apps y'all been sending.
All of the cash apps. We appreciate it. Shout out to Red. Shout out to Kira.
Been helping. Yeah.
We love y'all. This has been
a plot twist. Very reminiscent of last
season. That was season two. We was off that shit. I thought we was now. What was season three's theme?
Taking our shit back.
So much for that shit.
We are taking it back. We're keeping this baby here. And that's what we're going to do. That's the focus right now, y'all. So we won't make promises about when we'll be back. We'll be back. We want to record. It'll help.
It will. And we will try to keep this. It won't be so sporadic. To our Patreon people, we will continue updating things as we
I've been doing blog posts over there.
Yeah, Randy's been writing blog posts that she says have been helpful.
Yeah.
To her. Just kind of getting your thoughts out as stuff goes in the process. Mixtapes, diary journals will continue. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this live from the
bed.
Live from the bed.
Well, yeah. All right, y'all. Quick PDA, we gotta go.
Quick PDA. I have nothing quick to say. I love you. You understand?
I love you.
I love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to keep it light. Your skin is looks beautiful.
Because I'm drinking so much hydrated. Water. I'm drinking Brandy so much so water.
Hydrated. Y'all should see this glow. Oh my God. When you finally step out of a bedroom.
My skin is
it's so clean.
Because I'm drinking so much water.
Y'all ever just kept running water on a sponge, a brand new sponge, and you just watch just no more water can be taken in, and now it's just kind of a glistening sponge. You look good.
Thank you.
You do. You look good and pregnant. You look like the earth.
Thanks.
That was a reference to Couples Retreat. If you haven't seen that movie, please go watch Couples Retreat. You look like the earth, baby.
Thank you.
You look bountiful.
And fertile. Fruitful,
fertile. You do.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
I love you, too. You have been amazing. I mean, you're always a great partner when pregnant. Like, you just... It's like you tap into whatever you got in your spirit.
I'm a daddy, man.
Right. You just really... it's been amazing. Thank you so much for just the extra tender love and care. The laughs. Walking around here shirtless. rest, you know. I'm on pelvic rest and things. I can't do anything, y'all. I can't do anything. Can't do anything that would incite labor. Can't do anything that would contract my uterus.
So I have to keep a healthy distance from my wife.
No orgasms. That's no foreplay. There's no nothing. I am deprived, but you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And every now and then, I get to lick you. And
oh my
nice.
God.
Even though you popped me last night. Let's talk about that. I went to go touch Mikey. And
Randy was touching my abs. And then she started going lower, knowing damn well she ain't going to do nothing. I can't do nothing. And there's no point. And yes, I popped her. And I am not ashamed to say it.
Did you pop me and like I said, child?
What did I say after that?
I don't know what you said.
I told her to take a deep breath. I do the stuff that I did with Drew. I was like, girl, take a breath.
Say, I'm okay.
Say, I am okay.
So, no, it's been bearable. You've been making this very bearable. Even when some days I just cry, you just hold me. You've been massaging me with the little massage thing, which has helped because we're trying to also keep blood clots away.
Yes, the massager that I got from my sister. Yeah. Birthday gift.
Because being in bed can sometimes cause blood clots, and at the hospital they had me hooked up to things that help with that, but here there is none of those things.
Just my hands.
So thank you for just thank you for keeping me healthy.
You're welcome. It's gonna take teamwork. We gotta make sure this baby comes and that you are okay.
Yeah. So y'all, we're in for a long haul, and we really appreciate y'all again, and we're gonna close out before this get too long. Longer.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening.
As always,
be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Peace.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is co-hosted,
co-produced,
co-created,
co-everything
by Mikey
and Randy Chapman.
See how we just split that up? You mean to do it on purpose?
So if you like what you hear and see, support the show and our work on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
New episodes once a week.
Prayerfully. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Firefly Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
That's the family. Details in our show notes.
We are available on YouTube,
iTunes,
Spotify,
Stitcher,
Google Podcasts,
and all other major streaming services.
Rate us
5 stars.
And subscribe if you enjoyed this episode.
Or if you didn't, because reparations.
Right.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
And follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans.
As always, y'all, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.